Mervyn O'Donnell, you're now a manager of a winning Ulster senior club side. Listen, he's had to dig deep there today, went to extra time, but fantastic scenes here.
Unreal scenes, and it's a kind of a fairy tale thing, really, you know. And just looking back on 2 years, you know, from my appointment in January of last year, you know, I keep going back to it, but it all started then. And you know, you have that dream of winning a championship more than, you know, an Ulster. And I suppose when you come up to days, I guess it was always going to be bonus territory every time we got out of that, out of our own county, like. But it's just, as I said, it is fairy tale stuff, and to make a bit of history here today is unreal as well.
Yeah, he's had to work hard today, Hughes. The conditions, they were difficult today, and it was a real dog-eat-dog fixture, and he's had to dig deep there, particularly in the second half of the game, having to come from 3 points behind, but they showed great character.
Yeah, brilliant character, Oisin, you know. And I suppose, look, again, you know, when you're able to empty the bench there, you've seen all the subs. Big Peter came on, Shane Ferry came on, James O'Boyle came on. Right. You know the likes of that, James Carroll and these guys. And, like, we needed that today because there was a big toll on the body out there. And just probably Scotstown mightn't have had the reserves that we had to bring on. Like, and I think Shane Ferry scored the winning score there, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But, look, that's what we wanted. We said that because we knew that Oren had been getting picked up. We knew Kane Mulligan was getting picked up, and Dara Boyle was getting picked up, and all these lads. So, like, it was up to the other lads to step up to the mark today. And these lads that normally have the big games, when they're getting picked up again, it's up to these other lads to take up the mantle. And they've done that today, thankfully, yeah. You know.
What was it like this week heading into to an Ulster fan? What was it like this morning coming to here?
I keep saying about our group of players, they're so relaxed, and we didn't do anything different. We just, you know, we came to the Melon Country Inn and done a little bit in there, had a bite to eat, and kind of went a little bit of chatting in there, landed it, you know, at the training ground. Had a few, done our warm-up as normal, came into the pitch, and, you know, everything was nice and calm. And I keep saying, we kind of leave it to the last 10, 15 minutes to actually get the adrenaline going a bit. Like, you know, and after the first half, when we came out, we were a little bit flat for the first 5 minutes, and the second half was a wee bit concerning. Like, it was, I think they went up to 8-3 at one stage. I think it was 8-3 on the board at one stage. So there were 3 points up, and you thought, this is not going to be our day. But in fairness to the lads, they dug deep and turned it around, like, you know.
Listen, these young boys are fearless, so they are in this team of yours. But the likes of Kevin Cassidy, they hung up the boots, and Kevin Bank, was a huge effort by everybody, and it means so much to the club, so it does.
It does, yeah. It's the first thing you need in any club is the buy-in of players. Like, you know, and I remember Neil McGee saying one time that, you know, if the team's not going well, the club won't go well. And that's just the facts of the matter. Like, you know, and we've had a lot of dark days in Marygallen, like, over the last 12 years. You know, that gap, you know, with not winning a championship and everything else. And, you know, to turn around and do that this year alone was massive for the club. And, you know, you can see there's a bit of buzz around, and there's a lot of media and everything else, and it's put us back on the map, which is brilliant for the club.
You set out your target at the start of the year. The first game was Unions in the Championship, then it turned into lifting the Dr. Maguire. Now you have won Ulster. I don't think you had a target of heading into an All-Ireland series at the end of the season, Mervyn.
No, we didn't, but, you know, like, I suppose, you know, we will prepare for the semi-final now, and why wouldn't you? Like, you know, and you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, it's going to take a good team to beat us. It really is. And it's just, you know, it's brilliant for the county, never mind the club, along with everything else. Like, and we have, like, yeah, we were representing Donegal up there today, and we spoke about that as well. And it's just, you know, it is nice to do it for the county and for the club.